Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets. And this is Dog Days number 20. And we're going to move on to consulting. And, this is something that's kind of interesting. Out of the big three, consulting is pretty much the one that has changed the least in terms of how it is delivered. Because consulting pretty much consists of you spending time on the customer's project at their site. I mean, at least by and large, the way I see it. Now, there have been a couple of things, and we'll talk about that later. That has changed that slightly. But one thing that has changed over the time period that I'm talking about here, and we're talking about 30 years of time here, is certain things changed in terms of tax rules. And so most of the people who are consultants are employees. They're just not employees of the company who's hiring them as consultants. They are rather employees of a company that provides consultants. And this has to do with some tax changes that happened. And the IRS has a very definite set of definitions about what makes you an employee as opposed to an independent contractor. This actually intersects with my other life, my avocation as a musician and as an opera singer. And some of the things that define whether you are a consultant or not are, does the company provide you, a time and place? Do they control about when it is you're supposed to access? Are you on their time schedule or yours? Does the company provide you with equipment that's used? Does the company provide you a uniform that's involved? And by every aspect of most people who are independent contractors that sing for various opera companies around the country do not qualify as independent contractors. The company decides when they have to be at rehearsals. The company decides, provides them the costumes. There's various incendiary of this, whole set of laws that they're in violation of. It's just not enough money for anybody to go after them. But they really, truly aren't, under IRS laws, independent contractors. And high-tech companies did fall under this, and whatever the laws that were involved, most people are not independent contractors anymore. They work for a company that then hires them out, and thusly they circumvent the legal ramifications of all that. But there are still plenty of people who are being hired out, and they go to work just like everybody else. And your company, if you're a high-tech company, may have several people who are consultants that are not actually technically people who work for the company you work for. They work for this consulting company who pays them part of the money, of course, that your company is doling out to have that consultant there on a temporary basis. And as I said, there are various and sundry tax reasons why this still makes sense. Now, the one thing technologically that has changed is that very technology that allows me to deliver webinars and for seminars to be delivered over the web also allows remote desktop kind of access. And there are plenty of remote desktop kinds of tools. In fact, there's some quite excellent ones that are, free open source kinds of tools also. And to a certain extent, I guess, you can remotely work on somebody's computer and fix, certain problems that way. But I'm not sure how many people are actually making a living doing things in that way. I think there are certain people, though, who do. And in fact, one of my friend's daughters, her fiancé is somebody who works from, his home here in, Kansas City and remotes into various points and things like that. But these tools do allow this to happen. But there's still plenty of people who get on planes and go out and help implement projects at client sites. And a lot of them, there's a whole bunch of people who work for my company and my department that do that kind of thing. I'm not sure that the market has fully engaged in this need, and I think there's still some needs to be fulfilled. So if you want to develop some tools that allow people to consult in a better basis online without having to physically be there.